Record.
Hello, everyone, and it is Demetrius Mack from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us again. And I also have with me my co-chair.
Oh, yes, that's me.
That is you.
That's me. Yes. Okay. Great title. I'm co-chair of the Media Committee of the National Association of Black and White Men Together. Today, we're going to talk about, this must be our eighth or ninth one, Demetrius.
I think yes.
The battle for the Senate. This is one of our political outreaches, our political action campaign. And Demetrius is going to kick off, and then we'll alternately tell you a little bit about what's happening in the Senate. Demetrius.
All right. Thanks, Ken. So, yes, we're talking about the battle of the Senate. So we are celebrating Joe Biden's victory in the general election. And it looks like he's won 306 electoral votes. Yes.
Excellent.
Wonderful. Although this is great result and we still retain the House of Representatives, the balance of power in the Senate is still at play. A second U.S. Senate race in Georgia will go to a January runoff, setting up a showdown for the Senate majority.
So who are these people? Let's get you ready to understand who they are and what their policies are. Republican Senator David Perdue did not break the 50% threshold needed to outright win in this month's election and will again face the Democrat. His name is John Ossoff, and he faces him next year in January. Georgia will have two runoffs, in fact, on January the 5th, the other one being a special election between GOP Senator Kelly Loeffler and Democrat Reverend Raphael Warnock to finish the remainder of the retired Senator Johnny Isaacson's term.
Republicans have won 50 Senate seats so far, according to NBC. Democrats have flipped one net seat for a total of 48. Winning both Georgia elections would get them to an even split, giving Vice President-elect Kamala Harris a tie-breaking vote and Democrats unified control of the White House and Congress. Ossoff's campaign raised more than $32.3 million, while Perdue's campaign collected about $21.1 million. Hence, there is an intensive interest in these races.
As an aside, I just found out that Biden's recount in Georgia went through. He is officially and being called for the Georgia presidential election, which is wonderful. But back to Georgia, the exit polls for that election show that Republicans thought the economy was the number one issue. Democrats cited racial inequality. The Republicans thought the next issue was racial unrest, practically, and Democrats the lack of healthcare policy. Let's look at these issues as members and allies of our National Association of Black and White Men Together. Our mission statement includes the words, quote, fostering supportive environments wherein racial and cultural barriers can be overcome and the goal of human equality realized, end quote.
Recently, Gavin Morrow Hall, who is one of the NABWMT's co-chairs, said, as an organization committed to social justice and inclusivity, we are thrilled and look forward to having a president and vice president whose values on so many issues align with ours. As an organization that supports universal healthcare, we are ecstatic that we will have leadership in Washington, which not only gave us the original Affordable Care Act, but has promised to expand access to care for all. The National Association of Black and White Men Together is an organization which has dedicated itself to fighting racism in all of its forms. And we look forward to working with an administration that will fight white supremacy and recognizes the movement, validating that Black lives and Black voters are valuable, precious, and yes, matter.
Back to this Georgia Senate, and we told you who the actors are, the four people vying to help or hinder these two issues, healthcare and racism. Let's look at their stated policy. Well, the Reverend Raphael Warnock, the Democrat, is a pastor of Atlanta's renowned Ebenezer Baptist Church, where Martin Luther King preached in the 1960s. If he wins, Warnock will be the first Black U.S. senator from Georgia. Wow.
Yes.
On his website, he says his belief in affordable healthcare comes from an understanding of the dignity of human beings and his confidence that courageous, principled leaders can stand up to special interests and make our healthcare system work better for all. That's why he's rejecting corporate PAC money, because he knows that for far too long, the insurance and the pharmaceutical companies have had their say in Washington. He also advocates for voting rights and criminal justice reform, seeking to end mass incarceration. I quote, "The lack of moral imagination has made the land of the free the incarceration capital of the world," Warnock said. He also quoted, "We warehouse 25% of the world's prisoners in this country, and we're only 4% of the world."
Interesting. Kelly Loeffler, Republican, wrote a public letter objecting to players wearing shirts with Black Lives Matter and say her name printed on them, and suggested they wear an American flag instead. She said it advocates things like defunding and abolishing the police, abolishing our military, emptying our prisons, destroying the nuclear family, and promotes violence and antisemitism. She said the left wants to socialize our nation's healthcare, turning it into a government-run system. She released this Modernizing Americans Healthcare Plan to cover patients' pre-existing conditions, lower cost, increase choice, and expand healthcare options.
In the other races, John Ossoff, who's the Democrat, opposes prison sentencing for nonviolent drug offenses. His website says, and I quote, "Violent crime, murder, rape, human trafficking, and corruption are rampant." He opposes defunding the police, as well as abolishing the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He supports Obamacare. His health policy aims to serve three basic principles. One, no American should suffer or die from preventable or treatable illnesses. Two, no one should go broke because they get sick. And three, no businesses should go under or lay off employees because they can't keep up with their health insurance premiums. He does not support a single payer health care system, such as Medicare for all.
Republican Senator David Perdue will be in the runoff with Democrat John Ossoff. Perdue opposes Obamacare and has voted to repeal it. He claimed his proposed healthcare policy was that health insurance should always cover pre-existing conditions for anyone, period. But PolyFact rated this claim as false, noting that Purdue supported policies that would allow insurers not to cover all pre-existing conditions. Purdue has avoided criticizing Donald Trump, even after his posts on social media were called out for spreading racist messages. It is good news that progressives point to a decade of work by numerous organizations and Stacey Abrams.
Yay, Stacey. Yes.
Yes, amazing work. Yep. She's done. Who narrowly lost the Georgia governorship 2 years ago and has since thrown her energy into voter right advocacy.
So the NABWMT Media Committee, that's the two of us and our friends on the committee, have to adjust to this new current news and future needs of our members and allies. This is a fresh start to look at the issues and policies that affect us on the virus. A fresh start to look at, for example, racism and healthcare, and much, much more. Our job and passion has brought some small successes in the 2018 and the 2020 election. This program, spearheaded by the media committee, must continue. And why? Why? Because the race is tight.
Yes, it is. So here's what we need to know. Georgians who want to vote in this runoff election and will yet to register can do so until Monday, December the 7th. Anyone turning 18 by January the 5th can also register. All voters will need a new ballot, which can be requested now, or you can vote in person starting Monday, December the 14th. If you don't live in Georgia, don't worry. You can adopt Georgia to find out the best ways to help organizers on the ground. Democrats flip this state for Biden and Harris, and let's help them finish it out. Go to Vote Save America, Georgia.
And we've used Vote Save America in the past for all of the other battleground states. So go to Vote Save America, Georgia. Well, I think that's it for tonight.
Yeah, I think so. We've given people a lot to think about. Absolutely. And if you want to be part of the political outreach and you want to do your part, whatever it may be, like we said, go to Vote Save America, Georgia. Reach out to them. Someone will email you back with some options on how you can help.
Excellent. So here we are at the end of our campaign for Georgia here. Not the end, but I guess the start in a way. If you want to contact us in general, you'll go to the nabwmt.org website, or we're on Facebook. We have a bunch of pages and groups on Facebook. I guess we'll sign off.
This is Matrix from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Everyone have a good one. Stay safe.
Yes. And this is Ken Barron from wonderful sunny Long Beach, California. Sorry.
Rub it in.
There's always things in the state that go wrong, but you don't go wrong with the NABWMT. And thank you, and have a happy Thanksgiving, right, Demetrius?
And you as well. Thank you.
All right.